Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures each and every day. From the Impact Power Sports Studio, Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Now, featuring Yamaha golf carts, the best in the business. Deer Meathead starts in 52 minutes. I have one question from Matt Kuipers. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate that. If you have a question for Dad on Deer Meathead, Eric at ericzaneshow.com. Dad still remarkably sharp for being a dementia patient at age 90. There's still plenty in the tank. He still has his charm, his wit. I have to hold his hand to some degree in a lot of the conversations, but he does okay. And of course, the guiding hand of his beloved Joanne. Now, let me start really quickly with a Cliff Notes version. As Kenny asks, do they still bone? Are you asking me if my 90-year-old father and my 88-year-old stepmother, who's like my mother, still have sex? I'm not going to lie. That is way, that isn't like something you would say. That strikes me as someone hacked your account. I did not see that coming from you. That type of, aggressive question line. Interesting. Anyway. Yesterday, I want to make this perfectly clear. The focus of my discussion to start the show, the top story, was the revelation that the Burn King, our pal Freebeer, has a $1 million second beach house, which is totally cool, totally fine, and has just purchased a $100,000 Tesla Plaid. Is that what it's called, a Tesla Plaid? I hadn't heard of it. I didn't even know anything about, I don't follow. So I just had to take the word for it from the Coleman Lutz news team that this was a thing. And it sure is. We've got our three stringers that are the kids of Coleman Lutz, who report to the news director, Coleman Lutz, who then shares with me on the podcast the big news in the Freebeer household. Now, the only reason why that comes up, because if I had the money, I'd do the same damn thing. But the reason why it comes up is because of the stark contrast in income being earned between Freebeer and his co-host, Kelly Cheese. And I know what you're saying. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Since when is she a co-host? Asshole, I want you to go to the Compass Media website. Cosan's deal. He's the syndicator. They make the most of their money from the syndication. It says right on the goddamn page describing the show that she is a co-host. I didn't write it. She's not a producer. She's a co-host. She does side work that, I guess, a producer. I mean, who doesn't? Frankly, though, that show doesn't need producers. They would have a whole lot more money to buy a third house if it was just Greg and Chris doing what they're supposed to do. They don't need any all these fucking different cooks. Ugh. Horrible. Horrible management. Kenny asks a great question. How can anyone be upset that Eric says Kelly should be paid more and fairly? What the hell? Exactly. The only reason why they're not paying her is because she's a woman. Okay? But she is a talent. I've been saying this for months, years, in fact, that I thought, man, she's got it. I mean, whatever. I'm used to the way she talks. That's not a big deal. Doesn't matter. You know, I mean, we all got used to Michael Strahan. That is the only point I have made. And it turns out, and now I've gotten tons of criticism about, hey, why do you talk about these things? Why do you talk about these things? It's like, look, I can only go where the river takes me. A large portion of my audience is very interested in these topics or a topic like this. Okay? Make no mistake, drama has followed that show for a long, long time. Think about all of the crazy dust-ups that have happened that are worthy of discussion. They're interesting. And God knows they aren't going to talk about those interesting things. So who gives a fuck if I do or I don't? Well, you would probably want me to discuss those things or these things. Chris says, on that website now that I mentioned, co-host Kelly Cheese, executive producer Tumnus. Now, I haven't had any drama follow me since I got out of the game over there. I'm still happily married. I'm still swinging for the fences every time I can. Nothing's changed on my end. In fact, I would say I'm swinging harder at the first pitch every time. No matter how hard that show tries, something terrible is happening. You can go probably 2, maybe 3 months in the last 10 years and something terrible has happened along the way every couple of months. Aram says they kept referring to Eric as a brother when he got knifed. All right. I don't know about that, but whatever. Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. I don't give a shit about any of this. All I care about is the story about she doesn't get paid, Greg sitting on two houses. Well, I mean, plus he had to buy one for his ex-wife. This dude has so much cash, he can afford to give this woman, this goddamn leader in the content on that show. Without her, they don't have a show. It's already piss poor. Can you imagine if she wasn't on that show? Holy fucking shit. Pay her. Today, give her $100,000 more than what she's earning. It's a goddamn travesty. I'm telling you, this is terrible. And they constantly harp on, we got to protect our women. And oh my God, I can't believe you treat women this way. What the fuck are you doing? You're keeping that woman down. So I talked about it on this show, and I was expecting somebody would say something about it. And sure enough, that did happen. Now, folks might say, yeah, this is easy, just doing his best, trying to stir the pot. Well, yeah, I mean, I do that. But it is interesting. And if somebody wants to take something that I'm saying and address it to a different audience to get the word out about it, or I mean, that's fucking great for me. I love that. Rich says, I wonder what Greggy Big Buck spousal and child support checks are. They are north of $20,000 a month. That's something. All right, I titled the show that the FBHW subreddit assholes are killing me. This soul wrote, "I really like Kelly on the show. I know some people on here don't, and I respect that." I wouldn't even write that because they're such dicks about it. "I didn't like Justin when he was on, and I've never liked Steve. Everyone else I have loved, even down to the interns. With that being said, when I hear that Freebeer has bought a second home on a lake worth over $1 million and just bought a $100,000 Tesla while Kelly is struggling to live, it makes me sad. It stinks when talent is not paid in proportion to their overall worth." It should say there, it stinks when talent is not paid because they're female. "Don't get me wrong, I think Freebeer and Hot Wings deserve the most. However, I think when you can afford to pay an employee that puts in the work, they should be paid and certainly don't deserve to struggle." Yeah, it isn't so much about the work. It's about, because, you know, oftentimes they'll say, I can't believe that football player is making that much money. Yeah, well, that football player puts asses in the seats. I don't give a shit if she shows up for the show and then leaves 1 minute after the show. All that matters is a draw, and she is the big draw. She's the only one that, she's the id of the show, the only one who says anything interesting. Listen to that show for any amount of time. When Greg tries to tell a story, you'll find your thoughts are drifting away. You really have to focus on what he's saying in order for it to be interesting. He is incapable of anything interesting on that show. Most of his stories end with like no response and just dead air and just, oh, okay, cool. The only thing he is valuable for is the occasional snarky joke in from the back of the room that is like a haymaker right on the nose. He's very good at that. But that's, he has more skills, but he chooses not to utilize them. I've talked about that. EZ's been talking about this a lot recently, and I don't want to believe him, but he claims to talk to Ross, so who knows? I just hope she gets paid, even just a bit more to help out, because I hate to hear about anyone struggling, especially someone I'm familiar with. I love the show and the direction it's going. If Kelly left, it would be awful. My God. And then the usual suspects start to rip on her. I wouldn't think Kelly is struggling to make it when you constantly see her traveling and going to festivals, probably well compensated, LOL. She makes $70,000 a year, ladies and gentlemen. 90% of these comments hate me. And this guy says, "What the fuck is this post?" And this guy says, "My guess is one of Eric's alternate accounts. Just look at the account's history. It's definitely one of Eric's alts." I don't have one alt. There's been one time in my life where I've made up a fake account. And that was on this exact page. I didn't use my name. I had already been banned. So I came up with some stupid name and knew I was going to get banned again. And sure as shit, I was. And then I was given a warning by Reddit that if I attempt to try to circumvent the banning, I could lose my entire Reddit account. So I said, fuck it. I don't give a shit. So I can't even post on the goddamn thing. And that's 100% true. And I get a lot of people giving me shit about a lot of stuff. But one thing people who hate me can say, I don't fucking lie. I always tell the truth. I'll end up getting caught in a lie if I don't do anything but tell the truth. So no, that's not me. But that doesn't stop these people because they get their fucking minds made up that I'm actually in here posting on this. Now it says here, designer clerk 499. I know who this person is. And I'm not going to reveal who that is. But I know who that is. I had a conversation yesterday when this was all hitting the fan. And I was like, asshole. They think that I am you. And we had a good laugh about that. This one was devastating. First off, why would Ross, who lives on the West Coast, talk to Eric? He doesn't live on the West Coast. He lives out West. I'm not sure where. In my conversations, I've never asked where exactly he is, but I've absolutely talked to Ross. That all started when Kelly dropped some information on there and I passed it along to him and he got pissed off. We started having lots of conversations. I think he's done now, though, because I've reached out to him and he has not responded, but no big deal. This person continues. All Eric is trying to do is cause havoc. Hopefully get Kelly to be upset and cause problems. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm trying to get the bitch paid. Eric is just a piece of shit who wishes he was still on the show. Well, all right, you got half of that right. I will take being referred to as a piece of shit. Okay, absolutely. I would wish to be on that show if that show was not a, as you said, piece of shit. But that show fucking sucks, so fuck that. All he does is lie, never lied, and make any vague attempt to get even one person to listen so he can make a dollar. Well, I guess you can't blame me for trying. The best thing everyone could do is turn off Eric and never put him on again. He's just a piece of shit. And yes, I said all this knowing that this is one of Eric's alt accounts. God damn it! It was so bad that there was even one guy who's just referring to me. Look at, you get unemployment benefits, and I don't even know the subject that they're talking about. You get unemployment benefits based on what and how long you paid into it, Zane. Getting back what, I don't know what the conversation was about, but this guy who I know who he is, who I won't reveal who he is, was making some claim about Freebeer's current wife stealing unemployment or some shit or getting unemployment even though he's filthy fucking rich. And I don't know anything about that and I don't give a fuck. But this dude, who everybody thought was me, it was not, he even went to my page and wrote the same goddamn thing, which did nothing but fuel the fire that was me. You asshole. Okay. Now, at the end of the day, am I disappointed that this is all happening? No, it's fucking great. It's fantastic. I can do nothing wrong with all of that. Now, all of that is a good thing. Okay? If I can sit back on this show and discuss Greg's Millions, and that turns out to be a pipe bomb that explodes. And then all of these people kick my name around. That is a goddamn win. Any way you look at it. So thank you for that. Chris says, do we really think easy is time for alt accounts being America's best fry cook? Being a major Hilljack radio station DJ. Yeah, great point. Which, by the way, where's my fucking phone? I'll have to pick it up later. I'll just remember what I said. JC, who is number two at the radio station. His wife is number one. Co-owners, but she's the big one. He seems to be the type that, occasionally he'll like reach out to me via text while I'm doing my show. And I'm like, why are we having this discussion? What is going on here? Like yesterday, he called me an asshole because of a comment I made about something that was important to him. Like, he was promoting Jack White's new release that everybody can download for free. And when he wrote out his little blurb about it, it was wrought with typographical errors as usual. So I beat him up over the typos. And like, steam was coming out of his ears. He starts yelling at me through text, calling me nasty names. I'm like, what the fuck? So I let him beat me up. Sorry, my bad. Today, I'm doing my show, or my shift. It's not a show, it's a shift. You know, top of the hour, you play news. They do a minute of stories. They're usually right-wing stories. This is after 8 o'clock. Several minutes pass. It's like 8:20. Why is news so late? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. News hit at the top of the hour like it always does. Do you consider 8:20 in the a.m. to be top of the hour? I said news did not hit at the top of the hour. Or I mean, news did not hit at 8:20. News hit at the top of the hour like it does every hour. And then there's no response. So now I'm annoyed. So I wrote, good talk. He writes back, what time is it where you are right now? And I'm like, what? What the fuck are you talking about? What does that mean? I'm in Michigan. You're in Michigan. I'm in Michigan. Look at your watch. Look at your phone. Whatever time it is there, that's the time it is where I am. And I said, I told him the time. He goes, you know what? I think the online stream might be in a delay. You think? It absolutely is. Whatever the fuck you're dealing with, I don't know. But don't come to me with that shit. Bob says, what time is it? Time to play some Boston. Coo the engines. I can't believe his go-to, his first thing, was to blame it on me and accuse me of going through Stargate or a goddamn H.G. Wells fucking convertible time machine Marty McFly bullshit and throw me under the bus. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I'd use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. That was dumb as shit. Tyler says something hurtful and says, is this a dumbass that does the sports show on Fridays and thinks the Pistons are good? Well, I don't want to agree with you on that because he's not a dumbass. But he does do a sports show on Fridays. And he may have said that. I don't know if he thinks the Pistons are good. Maybe he does. Chris says you should have hit him with the old atomic time. Chris says you may need to bite the bullet and take a shower with the coworker so you have immunity. Donuts Dan says this is the best. That is the best way to deal with an employee accused without knowing all the facts. LOL. Yeah, I'm sitting there minding my own business. I'm like, news is late. 8:20. No, it's not. What are you talking about? Quit it. Either way, I feel like the honeymoon is over. I feel like between yesterday's calling me an asshole because I picked on him for typos, and today's the news is late beat down. I think perhaps, I remember, this is why I told you that he's going to get pissed off and he's going to fucking fire me. Chris says the honeymoon was over when they asked you to take the sign down, LOL. Not. I thought that was weird, but I think that there was full recovery there. I have made great progress in being friends with everyone there. Tyler says, I'm anticipating a meeting to train on clocks and time, similar to when Eric had to learn email a while back. LOL. I'm not sure, guys. All I can tell you is that dynamic is fun to talk about here. And I have also gotten very much acclimated into two completely separate worlds. Radio world is one world. Podcast world is something entirely different. I don't talk about the podcast on the radio. Pardon me. I may talk about the radio on the podcast. That's okay. But I don't like to address the podcast. In fact, I have never done that even once. Address the podcast on the radio. You know who has? JC. He references the podcast. And I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it. We don't want everybody here. I don't want to have like a big mass of people who are just not used to what's going on here. What I sell here is an acquired taste. And you can't just drop people in from out of nowhere and expect them to get up to speed. On the radio, that is a 100% different ball game. Tyler says Zane World, Zaytunian World, and Zaytunian World. I don't know how you do it with all these alter egos. Yeah, there are things on the radio that I would never address. Ever. Like Trump, the shit we talk about politically. I mean, I'm not afraid to talk about that here. I would never dream of talking about that on the radio. And I don't want them to hear what I say here. So try not to address the goddamn podcast. Molly says, good morning. And by the way, good morning to you. I saw you here yesterday. Thank you. She says, yeah, good example is me. I'm here every day most of the time, but have no idea what is going on, LOL. So that's up to me. I've got to take things that you don't know what the fuck is going on and get you up to speed and at least make it interesting. You know? All right. Corey says the worlds cannot collide. That is so true. Well, anyway, so all that shit going down in the subreddit with those assholes. Jesus Christ. The point of all that is, and they're doing a lot of, well, yeah, he should do what he wants with his money. I absolutely agree with you. I don't have a problem with Greg owning a second $1 million home and a $100,000 Tesla. I would do that too. Don't lose sight of the point because you're all enraged that I'm talking about this. Settle the fuck down and listen, goddammit. The point is, the lowest paid person on the show and the most talented, the woman. Now, I'm not talking about Maitland or she's useless. And these are all children that get paid like intern wages. I'm not talking about any of that shit. Steve should not be paid more than Kelly. He is. Kelly should be paid the co-host wage that she is. She is a co-host. Fuck you if you don't believe me. Okay? Jeremy says, my favorite Reddit comment was the one on your subreddit about the guy who had a home that went up in value. Yeah, some dumb shit said, all homes are worth $1 million. I bought my home for X amount of dollars and it's now worth $500,000. See? And it's like, no, you stupid fuck. How could you just, that doesn't equate. You said $1 million and then your example was $500,000. Stupid asshole. Anyway, that's all getting bogged down with minutia. My point of all of that was she deserves more money. I don't give a fuck what any of you say. I don't give a fuck what you say. Me causing trouble. Pff, yeah, big deal. What I say does cause trouble all the goddamn time. If I'm saying it, something's caused being caused as trouble. Okay? Biggie Saint says, I've been listening for 17 years. He's always straight up. In fact, I just got a email from the person known as Biggie Saint from beautiful Pittsford, Vermont. Brand new to the Twitch for the most part. And yet another person. I'm telling you, these are happening more and more. People I've pried away from the voodoo of that show and plopped them down here and made them realize, yeah, that show's a boring slog. The eight people that they have doing that show, and I'm not saying mine's the most entertaining, but I know this is more entertaining than that. And it's just me, a $30 camera, and a $500 microphone, and that's it. Nobody else. I don't need anything else. And what I do here is way more entertaining than that shit. Okay? Michael finally figured that out. Hey, EZ, just wanted to email you and tell you that you got another person back. I've been a loyal FBHW listener for 17 years. I started listening when I was 14. Oh, riding with my brother, heading to school. Yes, I'm trying to make you feel old. I'm 31 now. With a 2-year-old son. That's remarkable because, like, my son is 29, considering the fact that, you know, you're right in the window of, I'm old enough to be your father. Holy shit. It hasn't been the same since you got shit canned. And I mean, most people would agree with that. And I'm not even so much worried about that. Of course, it's not the same. But that doesn't mean that what they have has to be horribly boring. And it is. It's my job to get people away from there and realize there's more to listen to. I'll be honest, EZ, since you and the folks associated with your podcast, the crew, have pointed out all of the now obvious things that they do and how it has become so uninteresting, that's all I can hear. It seems like they are grasping at straws for content every day. What you just said, I have heard so many times from people said, it wasn't until you pointed it out as being a big fat pile of shit when they go around the room that it hit me between the eyes. So one at a time is my motto. I am convincing people to rid themselves of that shit. Anyway, Biggie Saint adds, I just wanted to reach out and tell you how much I've missed hearing your voice. Thank you. I'm curious, though, what led you to this? Was it like, well, I guess I should try, or what was it on Facebook that you heard something? I'm always curious of the pathway that people find out or start to commit to actually listening to this. Because at the end of the day, I can get people trying this all the damn time. But if what I'm saying that you are hearing sucks or is boring or not funny or not compelling and just overall shitty, well, it doesn't matter if they fucking try it as long as they, because then they'll just leave. So I got to do something, right? And despite a lot of folks saying things about me, I'm doing just fine. It is a ton of work, but I've gotten very comfortable in being uncomfortable with the workload. It's okay. I can hack it. No big deal. I love the situation I'm in. I think it's enviable. I wake up at 5:40 in my underwear at 5:50. I'm getting ready to talk on the radio. I kick that around for a handful of hours, and then I'm over here talking shit every goddamn day. Mike says they don't even talk about current events anymore. The only thing they talked about current events recently was when Trump got shot, and it was 1 5-minute segment on the air. That's it. There is so much shit going on to talk about right now. God, every time I remember something, I reach for my phone and it's not in here. That's a bad thing. So I'm going to take some time and go get it in just a second here. Corey says they might need to express an opinion and that could upset a listener in their 32 share. Chris says, stupid shit aside, I believe you are much happier doing this, EZ, than you would be on that show. Oh, without a doubt. I don't like people getting in my way of the things that I want to talk about. Jeremy says, I don't think they even mentioned Biden dropping out. No, they wouldn't do that. It's a middle of the road, very safe space show. The only person who has any balls is Kelly, and she's neutered by those pieces of shit. So, you know, what do you expect? And I'm here for it. Honestly, the longer they do that, the more material I get. And then the idea, I hear that comment, 90% of what I talk about is about them. That is such shit. You know how much shit I put out every week, you assholes? Chris says, the Freebird Outwing safe space and advice show presented by BetterHelp. Okay. For those of you who love the show and hate the show and are enjoying it with me here on Facebook and YouTube, I'm sending you on your way. Remember, Thursday is a Big Fraud Thursday on Patreon. We'll be doing Who Are These Zanes, Ben Glaze, and myself on there. And that's going to be great. Followed by the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Jeremy says, one of the most historically relevant things in our lifetime, not a peep. Here's another game where we all talk all over each other. Hire me on Cameo, cameo.com/Eric Zane. My cameos are second to none. Hire me for birthday wishes, anniversary. You want to break up with somebody. Maybe you have a young person. I can keep it PG or G. Maybe they like to see the pets in my cameos. Cameo.com/Eric Zane. They cost $20. Thank you. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. They are awesome. Thank you. This portion of the show brought to you by TC Paintball, my man Rick, who had an all-timer this week. If you did not hear Rick's story that I think may have changed his life, he told a story about when he thinks about it, it brings tears to his eyes. Something happened to Rick that sounds like it could be made into a Mitch Albom novel. Totally not kidding. TCPaintballGR.com for your paintball adventures. They are in Grand Rapids. They have everything you need for a fun, fantastic time with your crew. Just reach out to the gang over at TC Paintball. I got an insurance specialist. My official show licensed independent insurance agent slash broker. Every time I talk about this, I know alarms go off in your head for those of you that don't have life insurance. With your family, or even if you are single, a life insurance policy is rock solid, excellent decision. Probably the most important decision you could possibly make. Imagine your lovely better half or handsome better half. Like if you have life insurance to benefit you with your wife as a beneficiary and vice versa. That's the way to go. That's the way we do it in this house, thanks to Frank. Make it so that you pay a handful of dollars each month in the event of something dastardly happening to you. Your lovely better half and your children are taken care of because you've insured your life. Now, God willing, you'll pay every month on that policy and nothing will happen and it will expire. And then you have to buy another policy. That just happened to me. I just finished up a 20-year policy, so I went ahead and signed up for another one with Frank Fuss. Because I'm in excellent health, though I'm much older, I am paying more. But at age 54, to get $250,000 of life insurance, and I pay $160,000, which is about $100 more than I was paying because the first policy I signed up for when I was 34. Age increases the cost. Now Pooh Bear is set. My life is insured up until I'm 84 years old. If I kick the bucket, all right, she gets the cash. Think about that. If she dies before me, she has a policy. Same thing happens. I keep my policy. Let's say Pooh Bear croaks. I get the $250,000. And now my insurance policy, I will have changed my beneficiaries to my kids, put it into my trust. And now they're sitting on Pooh Bear's $250,000 and my $250,000. Fucking A right. You know what this does? This keeps you. Okay, and God forbid something happens to you, like you walk out today and you get hit by lightning. Okay, if you don't have life insurance, you know, you're going to have a fucking goddamn, what's that called? A GoFundMe or some horse shit like that just to bury you. God damn it. Take care of your own affairs, fucker. Reach out to Frank. Buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. Fill out the form. Where it says where you heard of Frank, you hit the drop down, Zane, he reaches out to you. All of the leads from me to Frank, he says, are strong leads. That's because I've done all the heavy lifting for you. I've already convinced you that you need this more than anything else that you have. Quit buying fast food 5 times a week and take that money and spend it on life insurance. Your gut will decrease and your life will be insured, you fat fuck. Berlin Raceway, online at berlinraceway.com. Get tickets for the next race this Saturday. They're $14. Parking is free, 15 and under free. The beer is cold. Bring in a cooler with all your snacks and beverages, except booze. And you'll be having fun at Berlin Raceway. I'll be there in a couple of weeks again for the Coleman Lutz 500. They're having another Coleman Lutz 500. So last time we were there, Coleman got a tire. Dad in moments. But I need to go tinkle. Jeremy says, side note, EZ, you need to do the Impact Power Sports commercial as Dude Shadowy. Impact Power Sports, way up high to play pin. All right. Power Sports FM with the Dude, Impact Power Sports time, where they specialize in fantastical things like golf carts. Everybody needs a golf cart. The Dude needs a golf cart. Dude needs an ATV. And don't forget about the illustrious service team. That's right. They're all blind. You can find them at Impact Power Sports MI.com. Biggie Sane is back. Says, I was a Patreon member as soon as it was available. That's how far back we go. Had to cut costs, and unfortunately, you were on the chopping block. I've always been a silent podcast listener. I'll be signing back up soon. God bless you. Bob says, World War III starts. Freeburn Howl Wings. Next, we'll play Deca Smash. Biggie Saint references the time that the Dude interviewed Mary Buttafuoco, and I referred to her as it's Mary Buttfuck. Tarantula Farmer Mitch is here. Good to see you. All right. It is time for a brief intermission. I will be back in moments. Thank you, as always, for being here. Off to a great start. I'll be right back. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.